while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Thursday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. The Minneapolis City Council passes an assault weapons ban. A section of Blaisdell Avenue in South Minneapolis will be renamed in honor of a fallen police officer. And still no agreement on the size and scope of a bonding bill, with just 10 days left in the legislative session. But first, despite potential pushback from the Minneapolis City Council, Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara has been officially nominated for a second four-year term.
I'm proud of the work that Chief O'Hara has done. I'm proud of the work that his police have undergone.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey with a ringing endorsement of Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara.
You can't look honestly at where Minneapolis is today on public safety, on rebuilding the department, on increasing the ranks, on undergoing reform, and say we haven't made significant progress.
The reappointment now lies in the hands of the Minneapolis City Council, and Frey says members need to be clear-eyed about the consequences of not supporting O'Hara's nomination.
It means perhaps more than a year of uncertainty and transition. It also means losing critical momentum at a time when consistency matters most.
Mark Frey, News Talk 830 WCCO.
As expected, the Minneapolis City Council has passed a gun control ordinance that includes a ban on assault-style weapons and large-capacity magazines. It would also restrict guns in some public places. This despite a state law that prohibits cities from having their own gun ordinances. The St. Paul City Council passed a similar ordinance last year. The Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus sued over that action, and leaders say they expect to file a suit over Minneapolis's as well. A section of Blaisdell Avenue in South Minneapolis will be renamed in honor of fallen Minneapolis police officer Jamal Mitchell. Mitchell was responding to a shooting call on May 30th, 2024, when he stopped to help a person he believed was injured and was ambushed and fatally shot. Mitchell had only been on the job for 2 years. He was sworn in by Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara, who honored his family today at the city council meeting.
And I hope that today, because of the action of this city council, it will provide some solace to you. This city, for years and years and years, for everyone who goes past that intersection, will know that the name Jamal Mitchell represents a hero.
A civilian and the gunman also died. Three others, including a firefighter, were injured. The Minneapolis Police Department is welcoming 19 new cadets and 9 community service officers at a ceremony this evening. The department says police applications have recently increased by 200% as MPD continues to shore up its ranks. Still no agreement on the size and scope of a bonding bill, with just 10 days left in the legislative session.
Among those pushing for a bonding bill, members of the union LIUNA, Minnesota and North Dakota. President Joel Smith says crews have been working to replace lead service lines in the state with money that was approved last year. If lawmakers don't pass a bonding bill, that work diminishes greatly.
If this legislation session does not act in the next 2 weeks, next year's construction season will replace less than half the pipes we remove this year.
DFL State Senator Sandy Pappas says they are still negotiating.
Of course, this is the bonding bill year, and yet we still are, 10 days until the end of session. And I have to say, I'm a really nervous Nelly about the whole thing.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
A bipartisan funding push is now underway at the state capitol for specialized non-fatal shooting police units across the state. Law enforcement leaders say that putting more focus on non-fatal shootings has already helped the city of St. Paul nearly double its crime-solving rate in just 2 years. St. Paul Mayor Cully Herr says unlike traditional investigations, this model treats non-fatal gun crimes with the same intensity as homicides.
Earlier this week, we saw a devastating event downtown St. Paul. Our police and non-fatal units responded quickly, and we are working on getting to the bottom of how we interrupted this cycle of violence. The work is speaking for itself. Last year, St. Paul police cleared 71% of non-fatal shooting incidents.
Legislators are now considering whether to expand its $1 million grant fund statewide to help smaller departments replicate these results before the session ends. The head of Minnesota's Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives Office has been let go. The announcement came just a day after Guadalupe Lopez spoke at an MMIR remembrance event in South Minneapolis. Lopez had been the director of the office since July of 2025, the first of its kind office in the U.S. dedicated to preventing the targeting of indigenous women, children, and two-spirited people. Department of Public Safety Commissioner Bob Jacobson only confirmed her dismissal in a written statement and announced a new interim director of the office. Kim Babine currently leads the Office of Justice Programs as its executive director. Finally, the Minnesota Timberwolves licking their wounds after they got blasted by the San Antonio Spurs last night in Game 2 of their best-of-seven playoff series. 133-95 was the final score, and it wasn't that close. Game 3 is back in Minneapolis on Friday night. Meanwhile, hockey fans without a ticket to Saturday night's Minnesota Wild home playoff game against the Avalanche now have the next best thing.
It's a mobile video screen trailer. We'll be providing the feed from TNT. And I think fans are going to have a great viewing experience. If you don't have a ticket to go into the game, the next place, best place to be is going to be on West 7th Street watching the game right outside the arena.
The Wild's Jim Vanek says it all kicks off at 5 o'clock with a pregame party on West 7th Street and in the surrounding bars and restaurants. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.